Pure Brits. A new report on Britain's ancestors. Where are your ancestors from? Are they all from your country of birth? Or were they immigrants? A new report shows that more than half of Britons have immigrant ancestors. England is a country made up of various settlers. Most immigrants come from Europe. A quarter from Ireland. 1 in 10 from France, and a similar number from Germany. But distant countries which feature high on the list include Canada, where 1 in 20 can trace a family member, and America, where 1 of 30 have American blood in their veins. Having blood from India or the West Indies is also common, especially after heavy migrations in the 1950s and the 1960s. Surprisingly, the Balkans were also well represented, with 1 in 50 Britons having a relative from that region. Many famous people have foreign ancestors, even some of the most iconic Britons. Winston Churchill was half American, from his mother's side of the family. Another British person, Helen Mirren, who won an Oscar for her portrayal of the Queen in the film Queen, is from a long line of Russian nobility. She was born Elena Vasilievna Mironov. Actor Christopher Lee is of Italian descent on his mother's side, while Victoria Beckham comes from German immigrants who came to Britain in the 19th century. The royal family, the House of Battenberg, is German in origin too. Many so-called British traditions also come from abroad. The Christmas tradition of decorating the tree came from Germany, and kissing under the mistletoe originated in Scandinavia. The much-loved custom of drinking tea started in India, and eating turkey for Christmas is American. It seems like the essence of British culture lies in its mixed influences. After all, the English language is a mixture of French, Latin and German. The national drink is Indian tea. Its music has mainly African roots. The national dish is an English corruption of something Indian, chicken tikka. Its newspapers are owned by an Australian, and the National Health Service is staffed by people from all over the globe. So does this mean that everyone could be a little bit British?